Good day, and welcome to the Leapfrog Group Hospital Safety Score Town Hall Call. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mitzi Danforth. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. We have the slides as well as three additional handouts, including the data review instructions, the scoring methodology, and Leapfrog's policy on correcting data used in the hospital safety score, available in the handout section of the GoToWebinar toolbar. I have a screenshot here up on my screen. If for some reason you're not able to access these handouts, don't worry. We're going to send them out immediately following this presentation. In addition, we'll be posting all of the handouts as well as a recording on the Hospital Safety Score website. So today we're going to review several things. I'm going to talk to you about a name and branding update to the Hospital Safety Score program, give some general information about program eligibility, measure highlights, reporting periods, and methodology, which will be a review for many of you on the call. I'm going to talk about the details of the courtesy data review period, which we opened on September 14th. And I think to date we have over 900 hospitals that have come in to participate in the data review. Review some important dates, talk about 2017, and then open the line for questions at the end. So first, there's some program name and branding updates. As of this fall, the hospital safety score will be rebranded as the Leapfrog Hospital Safety Grade. This is a name change only. There are no changes to the program methodology, the measures, or the timeline. It's really just a logo change and a name change. The intent is to actually reduce some confusion for consumers and purchasers and emphasize that the hospital safety grade is just one of Leapfrog's many programs and offerings. We will also be updating the URL for the hospital safety score website. So with the release of the letter grades at the end of October, the LeapfrogHospitalSafetyScore.org website will be the HospitalSafetyGrade.org website. You don't have to worry. If you have hospital safety score saved in your favorites on your browser, that will automatically redirect to HospitalSafetyGrade.org. And again, the website change, the logo change, the look and feel of the program won't officially launch until those letter grades are posted at the end of October. Now, when you log into the data review website, we've actually updated the branding on the data review website and in all of the program materials for hospitals. We didn't want you to see all the materials and the website as the hospital safety score and then drastically switch over to the hospital safety grade at the end of October. So you all are getting an early preview of this name and branding change. And again, there are absolutely no changes to the program itself. The hospital safety grade, for those who aren't familiar, is an A, B, C, D, or F letter grade, which reflects how safe hospitals are for patients. We first launched the hospital safety grade again, which has been known as the Leapfrog Hospital Safety Score, in June of 2012. The grade is issued twice a year, once in April and once in October, and this fall will be the 10th release. There's more general information about the program today at hospitalsafetyscore.org. Again, that hospital safety grade URL won't kick in until the end of October. Just to not confuse myself and everyone else, for the rest of the presentation, I will be referring to the program by its new name, the Leapfrog Hospital Safety Grade. So what hospitals receive a grade? In general, it's general acute care hospitals for which there is enough publicly available data. There are certain kinds of hospitals that also care for adults that don't receive a grade because we're missing too much information. And those hospitals generally include specialty hospitals like surgery centers, women's hospitals, and cancer hospitals, critical access hospitals, freestanding pediatric facilities. A number of the measures that we use actually exclude patients who are younger than 18 years of age. Hospitals that don't participate in the CMS IPPS program, so specifically that means hospitals from the state of Maryland. And then also general acute care hospitals that are missing too much data. So if a hospital is missing scores for more than 9 process measures or a score for more than 5 outcome measures, we can't calculate a grade. This mostly occurs with hospitals that might not be critical access but are very small and have very low volume and have a difficult time meeting the minimum reporting threshold for the measures that we're using. The measures that are selected for use in the hospital safety grade are all used in other public reporting programs. They come from national data sources where we can get individual hospital results. There are 3 data sources that we've been using in the hospital safety grade since June 2012, and those include the LeapFrog Hospital Survey, data from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and some information from the American Hospital Association's annual survey and HIT supplement. All of the measures that we use in the safety grade are endorsed or in use by a national measurement entity. And all of the measures are directly linked to patient safety, and our national expert panel has defined that as freedom from harm. And so this means for a measure to be included in the safety grade, it has to either directly quantify patient safety events, assess processes that lead to better outcomes, or have been identified by our experts as important to patient safety. The hospital safety grade includes 30 measures of patient safety that are divided into 2 separate domains. We have a process and structural measure domain and an outcome measure domain. Currently, each domain includes 15 measures. The process and structural measures include CPOE, ICU physician staffing, 8 safe practices that have been endorsed by the National Quality Forum, and 5 patient experience measures that are part of several different CMS reporting and payment programs. The 15 outcome measures included in the grade include 3 hospital-acquired condition measures, including foreign objects retained, air embolisms, and falls and trauma, 5 infection measures, in 7 patient safety measures, or PSIs, that are included in, again, several CMS payment and reporting programs. The one change I want to point out is that this fall, the 2016 LeapFrog Hospital Survey is the primary data source for all 5 infections. That's a change from last spring, and that will be maintained moving forward. And so that means that we're only using infection data from CMS. If your hospital did not submit a 2016 LeapFrog Hospital Survey by August 31st. Some measure highlights I want to point out. First is that 29 of the 30 measures have been updated since the spring. So all of the LeapFrog measures, all of the CMS measures, and 1 of the 2 AHA measures. If your hospital did not submit a LeapFrog Hospital Survey by August 31st, then we're actually using an old AHA annual survey information just for ICU physician staffing. Every other measure, including CPOE, has been updated since the spring, so it's really a good opportunity to take a look at any improvements that you might have had because all of the data has been updated. In addition, we have 1 more slight change, which is that CMS data will no longer be used for hospitals that receive a score of unable to calculate score for CLABSI and CODI on the LeapFrog Hospital Survey. So what that means is that if your hospital submitted a survey by August 31st, you reported on CLABSI and CODI, but you didn't have enough central line days and or you didn't have enough catheter days for LeapFrog to be able to calculate a standardized infection ratio for those measures, we stop there. That measure won't be included in calculating your score. We're not going to move on and pick up that CMS data. The reason for this change is that we did an analysis and saw that in almost every instance, if hospitals were getting a score of unable to calculate from LeapFrog, and then we looked to CMS and they had data there, it's because the hospital shared a Medicare provider number with another hospital, and that data really didn't represent what was going on in the individual facility. Just a quick note about reporting periods. If you've done a survey this year, you know that we have 2 separate reporting periods, 1 for hospitals that submit a survey prior to September 1st, and a 2nd reporting period for hospitals that submit for the first time or update their survey on or after September 1st. Because the data snapshot date for this fall safety grade is August 31st, The reporting period for the majority of the leapfrog measures will be calendar year 2015. I've also provided a link here to the reporting period for the CMS measures, but that's also available on the data review website and in all of our printed documents. I just want to quickly review the actual weighting and scoring process that we use in the safety grade. I know many of you are familiar with this because there has not been any changes to this scoring methodology since June 2012. In addition, we make a calculator available to you on the data review website, which every hospital has probably accessed at this point. Like I said, we have more than 900 of the 2,600 or 2,700 hospitals we're grading that's gone in and completed the data review period already, and we have hundreds of hospitals coming in every day to do that. When you log on to that website, you can download a copy of the calculator, and all of this information is included in that calculator as well. But in general, the score includes two measure domains, each weighted at 50%. That means that the process and structural measures are worth half of your score, and the outcome measures are worth the other half. Each of the 30 measures has an individual measure weight assigned to it. The individual measure weight was determined using three criteria. These criteria were developed by our national expert panel. First, the measure is rated on its strength of evidence, and the measure receives a 1 or a 2. Next, the measure is rated on an opportunity for improvement. And so if there's large variation in hospital performance on the measure, then it has a higher opportunity for improvement. If there's a low variation on the measure, then it has a low opportunity for improvement. Last, the measure is rated for its impact. An impact is based on the number of patients possibly affected by the event. So, for example, air embolisms are very rare, unfortunately, catheter-associated urinary tract infections are less rare. And so the rareness of the event is taken into account when we assign the measure an impact rating. In addition, we look at severity of harm to individual patients. So severity of harm ratings for process and structural measures are going to be much lower than for outcome measures. To determine the final individual measure weight, we multiply the opportunity score by the impact rating and add the evidence rating. You can find all of this information in a couple places. First, there's a detailed table in the scoring methodology document that's a PDF, one of the handouts attached to the GoToWebinar toolbar. This information is also detailed in the calculator on the data review website. To standardize measure scores across measures that come from different sources and that are scored on different scales, LeapFrog has always used a Z-score methodology. The Z-score methodology counts how many standard deviations a hospital's score on the measure is away from the mean. That means that if your hospital's individual measure score is exactly at the mean, your Z-score will be a zero. A negative Z-score indicates that your performance on the measure is worse than average. A positive Z-score on a measure indicates that your performance is better than average. So if you've accessed the hospital safety grade calculator and input your 30 measure scores, you'll see that one of the columns in the calculator includes your Z-score for that measure. Anytime you see a negative Z-score, it means that contributed to a lower overall safety grade. Anytime you see a positive Z-score, it means that contributed to a higher overall safety grade. To calculate your Z-scores based on your raw measure score, and again, this calculation is done for you in the calculator. For the process and structural measures, you take your score on the measure, subtract the mean, and divide by the standard deviation. For the outcome measures, you take the mean, subtract your measure score, and divide by the standard deviation. The reason we flip the formula is so that a negative Z-score always represents worse than average. And as you know, on the process measures, a higher score is better. And on the outcome measures, a lower score is better because those are incidences of adverse events. The overall numerical score, which we later translate to a letter grade, as a reminder, that doesn't happen until after the data review period closes. The overall numerical score is a summation of each Z-score multiplied by the measure weight. And again, as a reminder, the process measures are worth half of the score and the outcome measures are worth the other half. We do add 3 to the final numerical score, and that's to normalize the score so that hospitals aren't confused and misinterpret negative weighted Z scores. Now I want to talk a little bit about the data review period. The data review period opened on September 14th. It's going to close on November 4th, so still lots of time. We did 2 things. We emailed hospitals that had submitted a LeapFrog hospital survey by August 31st that are getting a hospital safety grade this fall. We emailed the CEO information, including the username and password, to the data review website. And we emailed the survey contact, the primary survey contact, information, including the username and password, to the data review website. So if you submitted a survey by August 31st and you're getting a score, you should have received an email from us if you're the primary survey contact, or your CEO should have. If you didn't submit a survey, and so we didn't have email information for your hospital, we mailed a physical letter, a hard copy letter, with the username and password to your hospital CEO, and he or she should have received that by now. If for some reason you're on this webinar and you don't have a username and password to the data review website, the URL is on the screen. Please contact scorehelp@leapfroggroup.org. Please provide your hospital's full name, address, and Medicare provider number, and we'll get a copy out to you and your CEO as soon as possible. Once you have that username and password, you're going to go to the data review website. There's some information about the data review period on the login page, and you'll log in with a unique 8-digit number and a password. It is not your 16-digit security code that you use to log into the LeapFrog Hospital Survey. Once you've logged into the site, you're taken to a contact information page. We ask you to make sure that we have your hospital's name and address correct. This is important because later on our public reporting website, consumers will try to search for you by your hospital's name and or by your location. If we do not have your hospital's name or address correctly displayed, there's a form for you to fill out to provide us with updated name and address information. If you provide us with an updated hospital name, please remember that your name will appear on our public reporting website exactly as you type it into this field. So we do ask that you not use strange abbreviations or all caps when completing this form. We also ask you to confirm that your Medicare provider number is correct. This is important because we are matching data for your hospital from data sources like CMS, and if your Medicare provider number is not correct, then the data is not correct either. So if your MPN that we've displayed on the website is not current, please contact the help desk immediately. We also ask for contact information from you and your CEO, and this is so we can notify you by email when the letter grades are posted on this website for you to preview prior to the public release. Please be sure you are sending us accurate email addresses. We've had many problems with hospitals having typos in their email address, and then they do not get communications from us. So please double-check those email addresses. Once you've completed checking your hospital's name and address, verifying your Medicare provider number, providing us with contact information so we can alert you to when the letter grades are posted, you'll be taken to the hospital source data page. At the top of the hospital source data page are links to several important documents, including the data review instructions, which you should print and read thoroughly before you begin the process, that safety score calculator that I talked about, and you'll also see our policy on correcting data used in the hospital safety grade. We receive lots of questions from hospitals, and so we've put that policy in writing in a document and posted here on this website for you. It's also in the handouts in the GoToWebinar toolbar. The policy is also included in the data review instructions and included in the methodology document. So if you have any of those 2 documents, our policy on updating data is in those as well. We've made an important change to the data review process this year, and that we have actually embedded the links to the public reports in the hospital source data table. So if you look at the table, you'll see 30 measures. For each of the measures, we've included the measure name, type, the data source, which is actually a live text link that will take you to the public report where we obtained your hospital's measure score for that measure. the reporting period, your individual measure score, and then we do ask that you confirm that the measure we have recorded for your hospital for each measure is correct. So again, you don't have to use the links in the data review instructions. You can use these text links that are embedded in the hospital source data table, which will make the data review process much easier for everyone. If your hospital submitted a LeapFrog hospital survey, you'll see that much of the data used in your hospital safety grade comes from the survey. If you want to access that information to make sure that we've recorded your measure scores correctly, you're going to click on the text link in the hospital source data table that says 2016 LeapFrog Hospital Survey. Once you get to the survey dashboard, you're going to log in with your 16-digit security code. When you get to the survey dashboard itself, you're going to click the function button at the top of the page that says View Hospital Details Page. And there you'll see the individual measure results as well as details for all of the LeapFrog Hospital Survey measures, and then specifically also those that we use in the hospital safety grade. For those measures that come directly from CMS, once again, we've provided direct text links in the hospital source data table. When you get to the CMS downloadable databases, you will enter your hospital's Medicare provider number without the dash and with the leading zero in the search box that says find in this data set. You do not want to use the search box that says search because that will search the entire data.medicare.gov website. Please make sure you're using the find in this data set search box. We've included the CMS measure ID to make finding each measure and each score a little bit easier for you. Lastly, if your hospital did not submit a LeapFrog hospital survey, we looked for information about ICU physician staffing and the use of computerized physician order entry in inpatient units through the AHA, both the AHA annual survey and the AHA HIT supplement. If you have questions or need to verify that those data are recorded correctly, you'll need to contact AHA Health Forum for a copy of those surveys. So lastly, what if a measure score doesn't match the public report? So you get to the hospital source data table, you see your measure score for a particular measure, and it doesn't match the public report. We want you to take a couple steps. First, make sure that you're looking at the right data source and that you're looking at the right measure for the right reporting period. We've gotten a number of questions from hospitals who tell us that their CLABSI standardized infection ratio doesn't match what CMS has posted on their website. And that's because the data source is actually listed as the 2016 LeapFrog Hospital Survey. And so you shouldn't be going to the CMS website to try to verify that particular measure score. So please make sure when you're doing the data review that you're using the text links that we provide next to each measure because that's going to take you to the correct data source. Another thing you're going to want to look for is if the score we have on the data review website is better than what's on the public website, it is likely because we trimmed your score. We actually look at and look for extreme scores for each of the measures. And if your hospital is outside of the 99th percentile, we actually trim it back to the 99th percentile. So, for example, if you go and look at foreign objects retained and we have a score of 0.502 for your hospital on the data review website, but you go to the CMS website and it says 0.802, you say, wait a minute, LeapFrog score is much better than what CMS has. It's likely because we trimmed your score back to the 99th percentile. We've put in all of the trim values so you can check those in both the data review instructions and the hospital safety score methodology. So definitely take a look at that before you get concerned. And lastly, if you do in fact find a recording error, please make sure that you contact the help desk right away. We'll work with you to update the measure score so it accurately reflects whatever is in the public report, and we'll reissue you a numerical safety score and make sure that that gets carried over to your eventual safety grade. On the last page of the data review website, so once you check the yes or no radio button next to each of the 30 measures, you can't bypass that step. you're going to see your numerical score. And then, as again, your letter grade will say to be determined, because those letter grade cut points won't be established until after we close the data review period. And again, here you can download copies of the methodology, the calculator, and other important documents. Some important dates to remember. August 31st was the data snapshot date. That means that this score is based on data or information that was public for your hospital for those 30 measures on August 31st. As a reminder, we've already sent out emails and letters to hospital CEOs with information about the LeapFrog hospital safety grade and the data review period, and a username and password to access the data review website. The courtesy data review period will be September 14th to October 4th. We will refresh the data review website following the close of the data review period. And as always, you'll be able to preview your letter grades prior to the public release. Please make sure that we have correct emails, so when those letter grades are published and available for you to preview, we can alert you by email. Next, I want to talk about some proposed updates for the 2016 hospital safety grade, which is shockingly right around the corner. So first, spring 2017, there will be one change to the data that we use. So LeapFrog has recently learned that this October will be the last time that CMS publicly reports the ICU-only data for CLABSI and CODI. Beginning in December of 2016, CMS will only be reporting the facility-wide inpatient standardized infection ratios for CLABSI and CODI. They're no longer going to be publicly reporting those ICU-only measures. As you know, the CLABSI and CODI ICU-only measures are used in the hospital safety grade. And so when CMS publishes those updated standardized infection ratios in October, LeapFrog will actually be downloading those, and that's what we will use in the spring 2017 score. In the fall 2017, we'll actually be updating the hospital safety grade methodology, and we'll be removing the ICU-only CLABSI and CODI measures and including those facility-wide inpatient CLABSI and CODI measures. But we will not be able to do that until fall 2017. We'll be sending out more information about this change. If you submitted a LeapFrog hospital survey, this will not impact you at all in the spring of 2017. Here's some links to more information. We have a very responsive help desk, and we also have a lot of information on our website. A couple notes before I ask the operator to come back on and open the line for questions. So first is to please review our policy on updating data used in the safety grade. As I mentioned, we've received lots of questions about this from hospitals, and so we've clarified our policy by putting it in a written document. The information is available both in a standalone document and in the data review instructions and in the scoring methodology. In addition, we've identified a typo on the data review website that we cannot correct until the data review period closes and we refresh that website. And the typo relates to the reporting period for the five infection measures that come from the LeapFrog Hospital Survey. It currently reads 1-1-2015 to 12-30-2015 and should read 1-1-2015 to 12-31-2015. I apologize for the typo, and unfortunately, we are not able to update it either on the website or in the documents until the data review period closes. With that, I'm going to ask the operator to come on and give instructions and open the line for questions.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute option is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. A voice prompt on the phone line will indicate when your line is open, and please state your name before posing your question. Again, that is star 1 to ask a question or make a comment. We'll pause for a moment. And we do have a question. Caller, please go ahead.
Hi, this is Kyle Willie from Brooklyn Hospital Center. Just had a question about the data review period. I noticed that our colon surgery rate is different than what's on CMS. How do I go about changing that? Do I just need to go in and click the radio button and to make a change?
No. So is it lower than what's on CMS or higher than what's on CMS?
It's higher.
The colon rate we have posted for you is higher than what's on CMS?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the data source for that?
It was from the LeapFrog survey.
Okay. So as I described, if the measure source is the 2016 LeapFrog Hospital Survey, you don't want to compare that with what's published on CMS. The reason is that the reporting periods are different. So our reporting period is calendar year 2015. CMS actually includes some 2014. So it's not going to match because it's different information. So if you're concerned that we recorded the wrong value for SSI colon, then what you're going to want to do is go back to your NHSN report for calendar year 2015 and see what you reported on the survey. And if you find that you made a reporting error, then you need to submit a ticket to the help desk. But definitely don't compare it to what's published on CMS. It's a very different reporting period, and it's not going to match.
And even when we look at the QNET report for the same reporting period, it's different.
So you're definitely going to want to go back and check to, your NHSN report to see if perhaps someone made a recording error when transcribing it. And the best way to resolve it, I can just tell you, is if you find a problem, submit a ticket to the scorehelp@leapfroggroup.org and attach your NHSN report for the calendar year 2015 reporting period so we can look at that, because we're going to ask for it.
Thank you.
We'll take our next question.
How often can you submit new data to LeapFrog?
So that's a great question. So our survey opens on April 1st and closes December 31st. And you can actually update the survey at any time. But depending on when you update the survey, that information may or may not be used in your safety grade. So, for example, all of your survey data must be submitted, and if there are any updates that need to be made, the updates need to be submitted by August 31st in order for that information to be used in your fall safety grade. Any additional updates that you need to make need to be submitted by December 31st in order for that information to be used in your spring 2017 hospital safety grade. Anytime you're making updates to your survey, you're going to want to go back to the hard copy of the survey and make sure that you're using the correct reporting period and review the questions and measure specifications. There are some sections, for example, on the survey that only have one reporting period, and so those sections actually, you know, can't or shouldn't be updated during the year, if that makes sense.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll take our next question. Caller, please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. This is Anna Gaeta from Bassett Hospital. We noticed in reviewing our records on the LeapFrog Hospital Survey Details page that our evidence-based hospital referral data in one area for AVR, it's not completely filled in, and we're just concerned that could have affected our score in some way. The rest of it is filled in with all the data, the volume, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure, that's a great question. So first, the AVR and AAA and pancreatectomy and esophagectomy questions from Section 3 of the LeapFrog Hospital Survey, those measures aren't included in your safety grade.
They are not?
They are not. We really consider those quality metrics. Most mortality metrics are considered quality metrics. And the safety grade only includes measures of safety. And if you go back to my list of measures that are included in the safety grade, there were 30 of them, and there are no surgery measures included in that list. Secondly, if you look at the scoring algorithm for AVR that we publish on our website, leapfroggroup.org/survey, you'll see that for AVR, there are two scoring options depending on whether or not your hospital participates with STS.
Mm-hmm.
If your hospital participates in STS and you reported information from STS,
yes.
not every column in that table will be complete. because you're using different information to calculate your score. And again, the scoring algorithm describes those two options.
That absolutely makes sense. All right, one second question is, can you please just explain if the score that you ultimately get, because we had made improvements and we're trying to calculate this out, is it based on how nationally everyone does? So is this in essence a curve, or how does that work? So in other words, a 3.5 to 4 is not always an A, or it's based on overall performance nationwide.
That's correct. And so because we're using that Z-score methodology, it really is relational. And so for every measure, your hospital is compared to the national, the average performance on that measure. So what we do see sometimes is that, you know, lots of hospitals are improving on the measure. So over time, the national average on each measure is going up. And I'll give you an example. So say, for one of the patient experience measures, your hospital went from a 2 to a 3 in terms of numbers of stars for, say, nurse communication. Mm-hmm. If between the last time we did the score in the spring 2016 and now, all hospitals or many hospitals in the country improved on nurse communication, then the mean on that measure will be higher. And so even though your hospital improved, if you didn't quite improve as fast or as much as other hospitals, you may not see your individual improvement reflected in your overall score or grade. So that's something to consider. And the best place to see that is actually in the hospital safety score calculator.
Okay.
And so you can enter in all of your individual measure scores and then look across the rows to your Z-score column. And again, anytime it's a positive Z-score, it means you're doing better than the national average. Negative Z-score would indicate you're doing worse than the national average.
And last question, where would we find the state rankings for LeapFrog scores?
So from the spring 2016, if you want to look for the state rankings based on letter grades, you would go to hospitalsafetyscore.org, and I believe that there's a link on the homepage of the website.
Oh, beautiful. All right, I will not ask any more questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll take our next question. Caller, your line is open. Please go ahead. Caller, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Hi. We can hear you now.
Hey, Missy. This is Charlotte.
Hey, Charlotte.
I got a cold, so I don't sound like myself. Got a question.
Sure.
PSI 3, and you may have already talked about this, but I just still don't get it. PSI 3 is listed as 0.44 on hospital compare.
Uh-huh.
And, oh, no, excuse me, it's 0.48 on our hospital compare, our AHRQ report.
Uh-huh.
But in the letter grade, I mean, in the calculator, it's listed as 0.44 for the score.
Uh-huh.
So there's not a match there. So
yes, but that's likely the result of the trimming that I described. So is that the actual rate, or is that just an example?
An actual rate, uh-huh. So what I have is that my PSI is not matching what's on the scoring calculator as it is listed in hospital compare. So what the mean is, on hospital compare, take for instance for PSI 3, the national rate is 0.48.
We don't use that national rate. So our national rate is not calculated based on the CMS data. It's calculated on the CMS data set, which includes 5,400 hospitals. It's calculated based on the number of hospitals that we're grading this cycle, which is more like 2,800 hospitals.
Okay, so everything that's on there for the mean is going to be just for the LeapFrog hospitals that have submitted data.
So our means that are published in our materials are just for those, for example, this fall, 2,800 hospitals that we're scoring this fall.
Gotcha. Okay. That's what I needed to know. And you had said
earlier
there were 29 of the 30 measures that were updated.
Correct.
What is the one measure that's not updated?
The ICU physician staffing for hospitals that had AHA as their data source.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks, Charlotte.
And we'll take our next question. Caller, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Katrina from Mary Immaculate Hospital.
Hi, Katrina.
I have a can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Sorry. I have a question. For the SP1 section, we did not make the full amount of points for that, but we met the full amount of points for the rest of the SP questions. But we were it's on your details report. We fully met the standard.
Yeah. So for the purposes of the Leapfrog Hospital Survey, the overall score that puts you in one of our four performance categories fully meets the standard, which shows up as four filled cell phone bars, substantial progress, which shows up as three filled cell phone bars, et cetera, is based on total number of points across all eight safe practices, where the maximum score is 485. For the purposes of the safety grade, we treat them as individual measures.
Okay. That answers my question then. Thank you.
That was a great question. Thank you.
Thanks.
And we'll take our next question. Caller, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hi. I have a question regarding data submitted after September 1st. I just want to confirm what was said.
Sure.
Is it accurate to say that anything after September 1st, any new data that's been submitted, does not become effective until the spring score? It will not be included in the fall calculations?
That's correct. So anything submitted after August 31st will not be included in this fall 2016 hospital safety grade.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And as a final reminder, it is star 1 to ask a question. And we'll take our next question. Caller, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hi, I have a question on the CPOE section.
Sure.
When we just did the test for the first time this year, and we had gotten a fully implemented score, I guess, if you will, but
yep.
We only got 50 points for the score. Is that because of the other part of the section, the barcode medication?
No, so our CPOE standard has two elements to it, and you can download the scoring algorithm for the Leapfrog Hospital Survey on our website, leapfroggroup.org/survey. There's a whole section called Scoring and Results, and you can download a document. Actually, I don't know. Can you see my screen right now as I go to the website? Can you see my screen?
Yes.
No? Okay. So you're going to go to leapfroggroup.org, survey login and materials, and choose scoring and results. And we have a PDF of all of the scoring algorithms for the survey. And you'll see that for CPOE, there's two components. There's the score on the CPOE evaluation tool test, and then there's the percent of orders that you entered through the CPOE system across all inpatient units. And so if you received fully implemented on the test, but you only received an overall score of substantial progress, which would be 50 points towards the hospital safety grade, it means that you either reported 50 to 74% of your inpatient orders were entered through the CPOE system, or 25 to 49% of inpatient orders were entered through the CPOE system. Can you see that on my screen?
Yeah, I see it.
Okay. So the only way to increase your score is to increase the percentage of orders entered through your CPOE system across all inpatient units.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
And we'll take our next question. Caller, your line is open. Please go ahead.
I understand that the MPN is to be entered with the dash eliminated, but I thought I understood you to say something about a zero, adding a zero. So is that a leading zero or an ending zero?
It's a leading zero. So, for example, if you're in California, the first two digits of your Medicare provider number will be 05. You need to make sure that you enter the zero and don't start with the 5.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And there are no further questions at this time.
Well, thank you, everyone, so much. As I mentioned, we'll be sending out the handouts immediately following the webinar. Then we'll post the handouts along with the recording on the hospital section of hospitalsafetyscore.org as soon as that becomes available. As a reminder, everything is going to be changing to LeapFrog Hospital Safety Grade in October. You're already seeing it now, but everyone will start seeing it at the end of October. And that new URL will be www.hospitalsafetygrade.org. Thank you so much, everyone, and have a great afternoon. If you did have a question and it didn't get answered, please feel free to contact our help desk, and they'll get back to you right away. Have a great afternoon. Bye-bye.
And this concludes today's call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.